Ce podcast est une production La Parlotte. Encore une interview, ça arrête pas. André nous lance du monde à interviewer. C'est très, très le fun de sa part. C'est très gentil. C'est vraiment très, très apprécié. Pour cette fois-ci, on va voir Rob Erie de CGC qui est avec nous pour le show, pour une entrevue. Encore une fois, Rob est une personne qui parle en anglais. Donc, on va poser des questions en anglais puis on va essayer de faire la traduction au fur et à mesure. Donc, vas-y, mon Sylvain. Je te laisse partir.
So, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
So, where are you guys from?
So, we're a partnership with CGC, with Grossner Distribution. And Grossner Distribution's located in Brampton, Ontario.
Yes, yes. And Grossner basically is a supplier of cards and memorabilia.
Funko Pops.
Yeah. And things like that, yeah. And board games and things like that. Yeah, so... So basically, you guys are here for the weekend to offer your grading services?
Yep. So we're accepting submissions. So what we do is we bring it back to our facility in Grossner, and then we ship it out to Sarasota, Florida, okay. Where CGC is located. And then, yeah, and they'd come back to us, and then we ship it back out.
All right. So basically, our listeners from here who are maybe like, don't really want to send out the big cards or stuff like that. Now they can and just come and see you guys and just drop it in your hand. So right. It's one less step.
Right, exactly.
Excellent. CGC vient de Brampton, Ontario. Ils sont affiliés avec Grossner, qui est un des plus gros distributeurs de tout ce qui est cartes, Funko Pop, des jeux de table et des choses comme ça. Et puis donc qui offrent maintenant leur service de grading. Donc finalement les gens peuvent venir ici avec leur carte et leur laisser en consignation pour qu'eux puissent les envoyer à la maison mère de CGC à Sarasota en Floride, et les cartes vont revenir ici par la suite une fois qu'ils vont être gradés. So what are we talking about for turnaround time? Because I know that that since the pandemic, there's been a lot of issues. A lot of companies at some point were at like over a year.
Yeah.
So what has the situation looks like now?
It's been appealing to a lot of our customers because our turnaround times are fairly quickly.
Okay.
They're roughly between a month and a half to 2 months. So, and because we're a direct partnership, we're the official submission center in Canada for CGC grading. We got our priority turnaround times right away. So,
all right, and that's for a basic, not a premium send or things like that. So yeah. The turnaround is around 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, that's correct.
Great. Donc, mais tu sais, je lui demandais parce que avec la pandémie, les gens qui avaient envoyé des cartes à grader, les temps d'attente parfois pouvaient dépasser de 12 à 18 mois. Et là, lui, ce qu'il nous dit, c'est qu'en ce moment, en passant par eux, on a le retour dans 6 à 8 semaines, ce qui est vraiment, vraiment rapide. Et ça, c'est, on parle même pas d'un envoi premium, c'est pour un envoi régulier.
OK.
So there's a couple of players in the grading game.
Right.
And yes, we know about the main two.
That's
good. So how is it now to try and position yourself as like trying to become the number one choice? Right. And well, the first thing that I saw is your turnaround time is ridiculously low compared to these others. But
and I think that's why we're in the, like, I'd say at least like the top four. We're number two in trading cards, like Pokemon, for example. We revolutionized the comic grading. We're obviously number one in comic grading, and that was back in 2000. And then they're starting to pick up with
this is where
cards.
I know you guys from mainly from comics,
right
because I have a lot of friends who collect comics, and I've seen your slabs on comics
right, yeah.
Because it's a business of trust. So the people need to trust you to give you their car or their things. So how you make them trust you? How you make the level of trust for you higher and higher and higher?
I'd say because submitting through us is like the safest way, because like as soon as it reaches our facility, it goes directly to them, you know, rest assured. We have a great shipping department that takes care of your collectibles, and they pack it up tightly with bubble wrap and whatnot. We have clear records of what you've submitted, and yeah, fast turnaround times. So it's not hanging over your head for like half a year or a year plus when your submissions are going to come back. So. Mm-hmm.
And what is the most valuable things you got in your hand and you had to grade?
I actually had an inquiry. Someone brought a first appearance. I think it was a Superman comic.
Okay. And with the car over his head.
And okay. I believe that's like a $100,000 comic.
Shit.
So I think this guy actually plans on submitting it in the next couple of months. But yeah, we've definitely had some high hitters. We've had some.
And it looks in good shape too?
Yeah, fairly, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, for a vintage comic, for sure.
Yeah, because it's from the 30s or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's like almost 100 years old.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a good paper, so...
the quality of the paper back then was not as high as now, yeah. So, mais dans le fond, lui, ce qu'il nous explique, c'est qu'est-ce qu'il... C'est justement un de leurs gros points, c'est le turnaround time, c'est le temps que vous l'envoyez. Parce que pour les gens qui ont déjà collectionné les comic books, ils sont pas mal les numéro un dans le comic book. J'ai vu plein de slabs de CGC justement pour les comic books. Donc, ils sont là. So basically, anyone who has something of value can come and meet you guys here.
That's correct.
Over the weekend, and they can submit all of their cards or comics or.
Yep. We're even accepting video games too.
Video games too. Yep. Okay, excellent. Donc, si vous passez dans le coin, vous avez des cartes à faire grader, vous avez des jeux vidéo, des comics ou des choses comme ça, vous pouvez les apporter avec vous et eux vont vous prendre en main, ils vont faire l'envoi pour vous, puis ça va revenir à votre domicile dans 6 à 8 semaines.
Is there a new market with your business? Like you do comic book, video game, and what's the next step for your business? What kind of stuff you will try to grade?
I believe in the upcoming, like, near future, I think Funko Pops have been a topic of discussion.
Okay.
We definitely get a lot of inquiries about that. So it would be nice to see the encapsulation of Funko Pops come soon. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because we don't see a lot of them. Like, I've seen a couple because I used to collect Funko Pops a lot.
Yeah.
And I've seen a couple, and honestly, it looks really cool.
Yeah.
It looks really good, like in the...
In the box and
the like case. Encapsulated like that. It looks really cool. Yeah, so I think you would have like a hell of a market.
Yeah,
it'd
be a big market.
That. Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
And what would you say to someone with video game? If this told you, I can grade it, but I want to play with it again, and I won't be able to after that.
I'd say I'd hope you'd have two copies because...
Good answer, excellent answer.
No, but there's always like emulators for like old NES games and stuff like that. Like you can and still play them. Like basically if your video game is in good enough shape to send it graded, it's because you haven't played it much.
For sure, yeah. Definitely if you have a vintage video game. Like I actually had someone submit the Super Mario 3 for the original Nintendo.
Yeah.
And like I was like, wow. Like it wasn't sealed, but if it was sealed, that game's like skyrocket value.
Wow. So. Some company graded a video game. Hey, look, it's worth X amount, and it was sold to one of their subsidiaries, and yeah, so basically you try to stay clear of all of that stuff, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
I think quality control is a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think we have really good quality control in the sense of like, you know, what it is what it is, and it doesn't come back or, you know, this is not the same player as what you know, it should have been on the label, right?
Yeah.
So I think quality control is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it right. Thank
so
you, Rob.
Thank you very much, Rob, for stopping by.
Perfect.
So you guys are here till yeah. Sunday?
Yeah, we'll be here all weekend.
And or do you have like a website if one of our listeners is listening to this like next week or stuff like that? Do you have a website or a phone number that they can
sure.
and reach you guys?
If you want to see what I'm up to day to day. My Instagram handle is rob.heary on my Instagram. And yeah, I post breaks and content and CGC grading and whatnot. And
okay.
Yeah, definitely a lot of content.
Perfect. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. It was really a pleasure, and I hope you guys have a great weekend here in Montreal.
Awesome. Cheers. You guys too.
Thank you.
Thanks, right. Rob.
No worries.